This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. By the way, if you're in Las Vegas, we had some problems yesterday with transmission. We're back on again. All is well on KBET, my flagship station. So you may not have heard yesterday's show. I want to make sure you know that if it's ever not on the air and there's a problem, something's broken, something's wrong, liberal interference, liberal attempts to destruct the property, et cetera, we're always on the stream. So all you have to do is go to 790talknow.com or go to usaradio.com and click on Listen Live Now, and boom, you're on. So whether I'm on the radio or I'm on the internet with the online stream, either way, you can always hear me. And I want to open the show the same exact way I opened yesterday's show, because there's news stories that kind of back up what I was talking about yesterday. Yesterday, I opened the show by saying, as a Jew, this feels very much like 1938 and Nazi Germany. It really does. This is the beginnings. 1938 was the beginnings of treating Jews like separate class citizens and eventually herding them onto trains and torturing them and raping them and robbing them and murdering them. Breaking news just in the last hour, CNN fires three employees for being unvaccinated. And so that just happened today. And being unvaccinated is the new crime in America. And people's lives are being destroyed over it. What happened to being pro-choice with your own body? It was just 6 weeks ago that Governor Cuomo was about to be impeached, by the way. Governor Cuomo, horrible human being, was saying that as a vaccinated person, he doesn't care if you're unvaccinated because you can't hurt him. And that was the science in June. And now he's about to be impeached for sexually harassing women. And every Democrat in America believes if you're unvaccinated, you're public enemy number one. You're a horrible person. This reminds me of 1938. This is what it felt like to be a Jew in 1938. You're isolated. You're intimidated. You're ostracized. You're dehumanized. They want to mask you. They want to vax you. They want to lock you down. They want to call your business non-essential and ruin your life and take your job away from you, take your restaurant away from you. The lockdowns remind me of the Warsaw Ghetto. Jews weren't allowed to leave and mingle with other people. The stars on the clothing of Nazi Germany reminds me now of the mass, and also some cities are actually putting some version of stars on your clothing to indicate you've been vaccinated to let you in a restaurant or a building. The forced vaccination of an experimental vaccine. If I don't want it, you can't vaccinate me. You know who says that? The Nuremberg trials. The Nuremberg trials. You cannot force vaccinate with an experimental vaccine. And yet, in the United States of America, it's fine. Going back to 1938, how about dictator politicians who censor you, who ban you, and say vicious, horrible things to dehumanize you, but then they do whatever they want in private? I'll bet you a lot of the politicians are not vaxxed, and I know they don't wear masks wherever they go. And this is all over the flu, folks. A flu where the recovery rate is 99.975%. How about losing your job for your beliefs? You know, I see it every day. We just saw it with CNN. How about door-to-door intimidation? Crystal Knight. On that night, they went door to door, and they threw rocks through Jews' windows, and they burned their buildings, they burned their stores. How about some of Obama and of Biden's Homeland Security officials want no-fly lists listing people who are unvaccinated? You're never going to be allowed to fly again. This is just like the Nazis. They had lists. First we list the Jews. Let's kill them all. Then we go after the people who are disabled or retarded, mentally deficient. Let's kill them. Then they went after the gays. Let's murder all of them. And then, of course, they took the guns away in 1938, and soon that'll be the next thing. They're going to go door to door and make lists of who doesn't want to be vaccinated, and then they're going to come back and take your guns. And, oh, by the way, based on all this other stuff, some commie Democrat is going to come up with the idea that if you're not vaccinated, you can no longer own a gun or get a CCP, concealed carry permit, CCP. And all of this ties in perfectly. And by the way, they took the Jews when they went door to door, right? Just what we need, more door to door sent by the government. But all of this ties in perfectly with the editor-in-chief of Germany's top newspaper, Bild, which is the biggest newspaper in all of Europe. I think it's 1.4 million people buy it every day or read it every day, the most in all of Europe. So it's not some rinky-dink newspaper. It's not conservative newspaper. It's not a newspaper for people with antennas coming out of their heads. It's, you know, it's the New York Times, the Washington Post of Germany. And the editor-in-chief of Germany's top newspaper, Bild, came out yesterday and apologized for the news outlet's fear-driven coverage of COVID, specifically to children who were told that they could murder their grandparents. In a speech delivered to a camera, Julian Reichelt, the editor-in-chief of Bild, Germany's biggest newspaper, said he's sorry for Bild's coverage, which is like poison and made you feel like you were a mortal danger to society, to the millions of children in this country for whom our society is responsible. I want to express here what neither our government or our chancellor dares tell you. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for this policy, which for a year and a half has made you victims of violence, neglect, isolation, and loneliness. He should have thrown in suicide and drug abuse. He said, we persuaded our children they're going to murder their grandma if they dared be what they are, children, or if they met their friends. None of this has been scientifically proven. You're damn straight it hasn't. He said, when a state steals the rights of a child, it must prove that by doing so, it protects him or her against concrete and imminent danger. This proof has never been provided. It has been replaced by propaganda presenting the child as a vector of the pandemic. I mean, everything he said applies to what's going on in America. Reichelt also noted, the editor-in-chief of Bild, the biggest newspaper in Europe, I repeat again, he noted how moderate voices who attempted to offer calmer and different perspectives on the pandemic were never invited to the expert table. And he urged viewers, don't believe this lie when encountering alarmist proclamations from the government. When you won't take your vaccine, guess what they say? We're all going to die. It's getting worse. It's because of the unvaccinated. You'll die a horrible death. And it's all exaggerated lies and propaganda. And where did they learn it in Germany? From the Nazis. It's handed down from their ancestry, from the Nazis, from Goebbels, from Herr Hitler. And it's going on in America, in every newspaper. Where are the editors and the publishers of every newspaper in America? The New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, every newspaper. How about the Huffington Post and all the liberal websites? How about all the news that drives the fear with the headlines? How about my own Las Vegas Review Journal? Every front page scares you to death. You're all going to die from COVID. Every time one person gets sick or dies and has a message, I wish I had taken the vaccine. It's the front page story. Not once, not one time have they ever presented the other side. And you go, what's the other side? Number one, they promised if you took it, you wouldn't have to wear a mask. It's a lie. We're all wearing masks. They promised if you took the vaccine, you couldn't get COVID. They said it again and again. It's a lie. the vaccinated are getting it as often as the unvaccinated. It's a lie if they tell you otherwise. It's only because they're not counting the vaccinated. They stopped counting breakthrough cases on May 1st. So very few hospitals are counting vaccinated people who have COVID. But you see in the news every day. Every day there's a new story. Today a cruise ship filled with a Carnival cruise ship with only only vaccinated staff and crew. So everybody on it's probably a liberal. They wouldn't even get on the cruise ship unless every person's been vaccinated. And they have an outbreak of COVID. It's never ending. In Cape Cod, the outbreak was 75% vaccinated. And it's no surprise, by the way, it was out today in a news function that nobody wants to tell you. That outbreak at Cape Cod was in a completely gay area where they have male sex hookups. So of course they got COVID. They're having sex with strangers. And by the way, I've never been anti-gay, never been demonizing gays, have nothing bad to say about gays. But heck, if lots of them are together in one place having sex with strangers, what would you think would happen? Does that mean the rest of us have to be locked down and masked and mandate vaccinated for the rest of our lives? Because you choose to have sex with strangers? Maybe three in one night? What do I got to do with that? Your hookups don't mean I have to wear a mask the rest of my life. Your hookups don't mean I have to be vaccinated. You were vaccinated, you hooked up with a stranger, and you all got COVID. What's that got to do with me? I don't have COVID, and I'm unvaccinated. I'm no threat to you. If the vaccine works, I should be no threat to you. If masks worked, I should be no threat to you. But the worst thing of all, not only can you get COVID, but the CDC announced your viral load is even higher than people who are unvaccinated, and it's easier to spread it. But the worst thing of all is the VAERS report, the VAERS, the Vaccine Accident Event Reporting System, that shows how many people have been killed in America and Europe from the vaccine, and how many have been badly injured with bad adverse effects from the vaccine. And the news media won't cover that on the front page. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot, it won't get you high, it's 100% legal, it's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into Overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I got a letter in the break. I got an email in the break. I shouldn't say a letter. Can you imagine the old days? Someone fires off a letter while you're talking, and the mailman, you put it in the box while Wayne's talking, and the mailman delivers it straight to Wayne. And Wayne talks about it in the next segment. Now, thank God for email. Email's a lot better than snail mail, isn't it? But someone sent me a letter, and he was pointing out there really is no communism. There is no Nazism. There's just people who want to control your life. They're different names you give them. Some are Nazis, some are socialists, some are extremists, some are communists, but they all have the same thing in common. They just want to steal all your money. They want all the money. They want you to have none. They want all the control. They want you to have none. You know, like, here's a story in Illinois. Governor Pritzker of Illinois strips school districts and parents of control over masks with new mandate. He just wants all the power. Or how about Biden? The Supreme Court bit his hand, right? Supreme Court slapped him. Supreme Court said, no, you can't have a eviction moratorium. It's unconstitutional. You can't tell private homeowners and business owners and office building owners and condo owners and everybody else, you can't tell them you can't collect rent. You can't do that. And you know what Biden said? Okay, then I won't do it. For about 2 days. And then he got so many complaints from crazy, radical, communist scumbags like AOC, that witch, that scumbag witch who hates capitalism. But she doesn't really hate it. It's like the guy sent me the note. You know, it's really not about communism. It's not. These are hateful people who want to control your life. This guy's name is Jonathan. He says, I love the show. I concur with what you were saying about the Nazis. Because he spoke to a woman who was a Holocaust survivor. And so he understands exactly what I'm talking about. And he wants to point out there are no real communists. They're all very specific capitalists who want to control the means of production, all the proceeds, and inflict the evil will of themselves upon anyone they choose. End of story, Jonathan. Right, exactly. So he's saying to every landlord in America who made money the old-fashioned way, they earned it, they bought a house, they bought two houses, they bought five houses, they got tenants in them, they're collecting rent, they're getting rich, the houses are going up in value, and you're saying to them, sorry, tenants don't have to pay you rent anymore. But it's your house. It's not government's house. You have no right to tell them they don't have to pay rent. Especially when they're getting all this extra money from the government. Stimulus checks and much higher unemployment checks. And they still get their welfare and their food stamps. But they don't have to pay rent. There was a story on UK Daily Mail about a guy who says, I didn't collect my $24,000 rent in the last year, but the guy bought three boats. This is going on all over America, especially. I know about it because it's going on in Vegas. In Vegas, the strip is jammed. And you can just look at the people and go, low life, low life, low life, low life. Everyone on the strip is such a low life. They look like the biggest losers that have never been here before. This is a whole new crowd in Vegas. Everyone in America who's a broke loser low life is in Vegas gambling with their government stimulus check. And the extra money they get from government for being unemployed, not working. And also, don't forget the fact that they don't have to pay rent. So they're gambling their money away and spending it on hotel rooms and restaurants and airfare here. And they don't pay their rent. And the landlord's going to go broke. And this is what Biden does. And Biden said today, we have to appeal to keep this going for a month at least. He says, even though Biden admits the eviction moratorium is unconstitutional, he banks on the case getting tied up in court. So it's always about Marxists who want to impose their will on you. He's not a landlord. He's not losing money. Right? Here's another story about someone just like that. Marxist Congresswoman Cori Bush, another communist witch on a broom. She defends her $200,000 personal security force and then calls to defund the police. And it all happens in a 25-second period during a speech he's giving on Capitol Hill. Within 25 seconds of each other are two sentences. I'm allowed to have a $200,000 personal security force paid for by the government, I'm sure. And then she says, we got to defund the police. She wants all the security and all the guns in the world to protect her. She wants none of it to protect you. It's all about power. It's all about control. It's all about stealing all your money. It's all about making you feel like you're a serf, a powerless serf. Rise up. Mass civil disobedience it's time for. Rand Paul said that today. Mass civil disobedience. By the way, if you like this radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, 7 days a week. The weekend edition out tomorrow. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. You will love it. Getting a podcast habit. War Raw. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Congressional Budget Office released an analysis of the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure bill on Thursday. They found that the measure would increase the federal deficit by $256 billion over a 10-year period. Senate Democrats are also working on a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell assures us that that reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing that the Department of Justice is looking into policing issues in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
Chris, my board op associate producer, had some very funny lines a moment ago. If Wayne Root was testifying in front of Congress, he'd start with a live read. And I said if I was the governor of Nevada, and believe me, if I ran tomorrow, because Larry Elder's about to you. But if I became governor of California, governor of Nevada, I would absolutely have all my speeches sponsored. They'd all be sponsored. That's the way I do business, baby. I'm a capitalist. And speaking of which, before we get to our great guest, Energized Health is the sponsor. See, how's that for a segue? Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. If you missed the event, the live event they had in Las Vegas where people traveled, not only came from Vegas, but traveled from far away to come to the event. Some people flew in, some drove from California. If you missed the event, you can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. It's amazing. It can help you to reverse ailments, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. Nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and schedule your free consultation. They set this up for July only, that you would get a 40% discount and a buy one, get one free if you join with a friend or a loved one, your daughter, your son, your parent, your sister, your brother, your lover, your husband, etc. Join with someone that you love. Buy one, get one free, and get 40% off. But they've now extended it for the month of August as well. So if you've ever wanted 40% off and buy one, get one free, this is the time. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, and take action now. Book your free consultation. Click on the red button. Schedule it right now. All right, so we've got a new website in contention for all of us listening to the show, conservatives and patriots and Christians and Trumpers. His name is Joseph Curl. I'm very familiar with him. He's the former editor of the Drudge Report, former White House correspondent for the Washington Times, and his new site is offthepress.com, and we welcome him to the show as I'm looking at the site right now. Joseph Curl. Hey, it's Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Very good, Wayne. And I do have to, I always put a caveat on when I tell people that I ran the Drudge Report, I always say when it was good. So I just want to make sure that your listeners know when it was good, I ran that place.
But I got to ask you a question. I was the first guy who said, wait a minute, something's really wrong. He must have sold out for $1 billion to a liberal company, and he's not allowed to announce it or say it. All the stories are anti-Trump and hateful to conservatives and hateful towards capitalism. Everything changed overnight, and nobody noticed. I saw it right away, and I said, something's wrong. He must have sold out. So Joseph, what happened?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, just today I was looking at, you can hold your cursor over the links on the site and it'll tell you where it's coming from. There's like six or seven MSN links there. There's about maybe half a dozen AP links. And he's got eight or nine CNN links. I mean, that was never on his site. And the top story, of course, if your listeners have seen it, is, DeSantis buying for president. And then underneath it, it says, Governor who? And that story is a CNN story where Biden says, apparently, who's governor? Who's
right.
Governor DeSantis?
That's right.
Now, it's supposed to be a diss, but on the other hand, it might just be Joe Biden not knowing who Governor DeSantis is, because he doesn't seem to know an awful lot. But
he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anybody. So that's besides the point.
Right.
But I get it. So what happened? Were you not there anymore when he obviously must have sold out? Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was there from 2010 to 2014. So he went into Trump. He went into 2016 backing Trump and,
yes, he
and
did.
Stayed a backer of Trump into 2018.
So 18 or so, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you saw a shift where, and there are a bunch of rumors. I just heard a new one the other day from a pretty reliable source. But I'll tell you the three big ones are he just sold it to a liberal person like,
right.
George Soros.
I'm sure.
Deep pockets who said, like you said, paid him $50 million or $100 million, and now it's
go away and don't say anything.
The second one is that he's pretty thin-skinned and he can be pretty petty. So the second one is he used to go to the White House regularly and meet with Trump, and apparently they, or at least according to this rumor, they had a falling out, and Drudge just said, well, I'll just go hard against Trump because now I hate him. And then the third one I heard, this was just recently, I heard that Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire, just decided to throw him, you know, maybe pay him $100 million, lease the thing for 4 or 5 years, and have control of it as he was preparing to run for president, assuming that he might get in or might jump on a ticket with somebody, and then he would have control of, you know, the biggest conservative site at the time out there. So nobody really knows. I mean, because it's only Matt that runs the thing, and, you know, if he did sell it, the person that he sold it to, who would be a fool to announce that it's no longer being run by Matt Drudge, only those two people know, and so we'll never know.
No, yeah, but I figured it out right away. I saw right away something's completely different. His agenda is completely left, CNN agenda, MSNBC agenda. My God, it's just destroyed overnight. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Joseph Curl, I believe the amount of traffic was way down. Once he betrayed the conservatives, the traffic went dramatically down, correct?
Yeah, we were doing, we routinely did, when I was there, and Charlie Hurd, another good conservative, who's the op-ed page editor at Washington Times, we brought him on a couple years after I joined up, and we were routinely doing 35 to 40 million page views a day. He's down to about 20 million. He's had days where he's down to 18 million or even 15 million. So, yeah, they left in droves. I mean, he had served them up, and he was, you know, he's really the best aggregator we've ever seen, but it's a really weird change in politics. It's unusual, which makes me wonder, like, one of the things that he told me years ago, we were talking about, like, what would happen with the site, you know, would anyone ever take it over? He said, no, one day it'll just go black. I'll never sell it. It'll just be black, and everyone will go, hey, I guess the Drudge Report's gone, but maybe that changed, and maybe he just said, you know, he's in his, you know, mid to late 50s. He might be 60 by now. So maybe he just said, hey, $100 million and walk away from this thing, and maybe he just cashed in. So,
and I'm not so sure it's $100 million. It may have changed his mind because they may have given him $500 million. It may have $500 million. Who knows what they gave him? Seriously, you don't know.
I mean, there are guys who are so rich,
it doesn't matter to them, right? Doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, right. Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, if you're just going to – it's even better than buying the Huffington Post, because the Huffington Post is speaking to – you know, the liberals that are all have all drunk the Kool-Aid. If you buy the Drudge Report and you just subversively start putting all this kind of liberal stuff on there, and you know, you're still going to get a lot of people coming back and reading it, but you're just subverting the message of the, you know, probably the biggest conservative site out there. So, you know, aside from Fox News and Wall Street Journal, a couple of others, he certainly is, you know, pretty big. So it would be a fascinating way to do it. And yeah, but Michael Bloomberg came in, you know, he can dump out a couple $100 million in a, you know, that's like, I think that's walking around what we call pocket money for.
Right, it's a 20 out of my wallet, so. Exactly. Yeah, it's a 20.
Yeah, right.
I give a 20 to the doorman in Vegas, and people go, oh my God. And I'm thinking that's kind of like, you know, somebody's paying Drudge $500 million who's a billionaire.
All right,
so Joseph Curl, tell us what you bring from the Drudge to your new site, offthepress.com. Why do my listeners and my fans want to go to offthepress.com? What are they going to find there?
Well, one of the things, you know, when I met Drudge, one of the ways that I met him back in the 90s, right before the Lewinsky story broke, he used to come as a guest with the Washington Times to the White House Correspondents' Dinner every year. And so I met him there several times. We sat at the same table and talked. And then when Monica broke, you know, I started sending him things. And I sent him things for literally the next decade until he said, you know, hey, look, you're sending me all the great stuff that I post on my page. So come down to Miami. Let's talk about you joining up with me. And then I ran the page. A lot of listeners don't know this, but I was running the page in the morning for 4 years. So if you open up the Drudge Report in the morning, that was me running it. So I'm just going to bring what I did at the Drudge Report then. I mean, I'm still a solid conservative, been at the Washington Times for a million years and worked my way up along the conservative ropes. So, you know, I'm going to bring what I did at the Washington Times and at the Drudge Report back when it was conservative, and just that's why we created it. We just saw there's a big gaping hole right now for a solid conservative aggregator. So I jumped in to fill that hole.
All right, and I'm glad to see it. I'm over there now, and actually the front page just changed right while I was there. I went on, and the front page story was Gavin Newsom losing the recall by double digits. And before we get to that, the minute I was reading it, it switched to Dr. Fauci says extra booster shots are high priority. So you've already switched headlines right in front of me. Drudge never had, I don't think Drudge had big photos at the top like you've got, right? Drudge was really not the photo site. It was just listed names, you know, sentences, headlines, as much as a photo. Yours has a big, giant color photo at the top. That's a little different, is it not?
That's different. And again, you know, I don't know about you, but my eyes just kind of glaze over. Sometimes Matt will have a column of like 25 links with no pictures. It's very hard to read that.
Right.
So we got a picture every three or four links. And again, we kind of, you know, we basically took the Drudge Report and said, what if you had the Drudge Report in the 21st century? What would it look like? And our designers built out a really beautiful site, but that's, you know, that's the big change there as well. And, you know, getting back to just basically getting back to what Matt Drudge used to do. He was always conservative, and he brought kind of, the other thing he did was he brought people news that they couldn't find or didn't see anywhere else. And now we're just faced with this fire hose of liberal stuff that you get from every quarter. You know, Facebook feeds and Facebook, you know, limiting and censoring what can be out there. So we're going to go out there and find all of the good conservative stuff that half of this country wants to read and can't find. And put
well,
it
that's
all in
good,
one place
that,
and you can come out on one side.
That's great, Joseph, because that's what I do on this show. That's what the show is, and I find the most salacious, controversial, meaty stuff out there, the red meat for conservatives that they want to hear about. So we'll have to have you on a regular basis to bring us the headlines from your new site, offthepress.com. I hope we'll do something like that. Maybe every couple of weeks you'll come on and bring us your headlines, offthepress.com, from Joseph Curl.
Sounds good. I'd love to do that.
All right, let's do it. Andrew will make it happen. Joseph Curl, offthepress.com. Former Drudge made man, offthepress.com.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other WAR listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only, for WAR our listeners. That's right. It's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO. You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'd like to share my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Just heard from Jeffrey, a teacher in the Clark County School District at the break. Among many other people, I got about 50 in the break, but one of them was from a school teacher in Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, saying he listens to me, loves what I have to say, and just can't believe how they're pushing every teacher to get the vaccine, offering them prizes, awards, money, tickets, trips, get the vaccine. So funny. Am I the only one who understands in life anything? Anytime anyone offers you prizes to induce you to do something, it must be something horrible that you shouldn't do? Did you ever think about that? Nobody ever offers you prizes to do something you want to do. Think about the best restaurant in Vegas. I don't know. There's 1,000 restaurants I love. But that's what makes it a great town. I wouldn't live here other than the fact it's got the greatest restaurants in the world and so many of them. And I love eating out every night. And I love going to business meetings at all these great restaurants. And I'll just name one. Texas Day Brazil is one of my favorite restaurants. I love they carve the meat at the table. Nobody has to offer me a prize to go to Texas Day Brazil. Nobody. Nobody says, here's $100 if you go to Texas Day Brazil. Everybody just wants to go there. It's jammed. You can't even get through. You could call them 20 times and never get through. I go so often, I have the personal phone number of the host of the restaurant, of the manager of the restaurant. And his assistant, who's the hostess, I have their numbers, and I text them, and they get me a reservation. But it's impossible to even get through. You could call them 20 times, answer the phone once, and it goes voicemail, and then you leave a message, and what do they say? The next day, I just show up there, and they go, oh, we don't even download the messages anymore. There's so many people. You know, out of 1,000 phone calls, 2 of them get through. We book them, and the restaurant's booked, and we don't even listen to the rest of them. Nobody has to pay you to go to the restaurant. No one has to pay you to go to Disneyland. No one has to pay you to go to Hawaii. I just looked up the other day prices at one of my favorite hotels in Hawaii. I was just stunned. For a nice room, it was $2,000 a night on a beautiful hotel in Hawaii. No one's giving you $2,000. You have to give them $2,000 a night. So if somebody offers you money to buy something or to do something, it's because the thing sucks. So the vaccine sucks. I'm just telling you, common sense. I'm 60 years old. I've lived this my entire life. If they're inducing you with lotteries and show tickets and free hotel rooms, it's because the vaccine is going to either kill you or maim you or make you into a liberal zombie. But it sure ain't going to help you because they don't have to offer you prizes to get you to take it. If it's good for you, you'd be lined up and nobody would need a prize. No one needs to be part of a million-dollar lottery if the vaccine actually worked. It's just crazy. Crazy what's going on in this world. Some stories that show you how crazy, and I'll get to all of them in depth in the beginning of hour number three. By the way, I did not say thank you to Lee Elsie for hosting hour number one. He always does a great job, and sometimes I take it for granted because he's so good at what he does that I actually take it for granted. He was there in hour one on Tuesdays and Thursdays to take care of Wayne Root. And by the way, let me let all of you know that next week I'm on vacation. I'm leaving tomorrow on literally a nine-day trip, so I'm going to miss next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think we'll do a Best of Wayne on Monday. We'll probably do a Best of Wayne on Friday, and Lee Elsie will host, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in between. So I won't be around, although I can call in if there's a big news event. I'll be sure to call into Lee's show, and I'll be there as the guest on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Wayne Allyn Root guesting on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But even I need to recharge my batteries once in a while, and this is my last and only trip of the entire summer. I took one 3 weeks ago. This is the last one. So there'll be two trips the whole summer, and then I'm back full time. I just looked up my schedule. It's enough to make me dizzy. Starting in September, I've actually got eight speeches in the month of September all around Las Vegas in front of Republican groups and conservative groups and the Money Show. And I'm the lead speaker at the Money Show, and I'm doing a Q&A and a book signing. My new book comes out. By the way, this segment is sponsored by my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You're going to want to get a copy. It'll be out at Amazon. I'm certain next week it'll be up for pre-sale at Amazon. I don't think it's up now. I didn't look today, but it's going up any day now. And it should be up next week at Amazon, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root. And it's just an easy reference guide for all the corporations that screw us over as conservatives and patriots and treat us like garbage, like roadkill. They don't care about us when we spend money. And so guess what? You now have the phone number and the email and the physical address of all those companies, their CEO and their board of directors. Boom, boom, boom. And by the way, this story just in, the Missouri coroner admits to omitting COVID-19 as a cause of death when other factors are involved. Coroner Brian Hayes omitted August 14th as the cause of death on at least six different death certificates. For deceased residents of his rural county who suffered from other conditions, a lot of families are upset. They didn't want COVID on the death certificate. I find that story interesting because what we've had for a year now is no matter what you died of, no matter what you died of, they listed it as COVID. Gunshot wound, motorcycle accident, murder, heart disease, cancer, doesn't matter. If you had a grain of COVID up your nose, they listed it as COVID. Way, way over-exaggerated the COVID deaths in this country. Now in Missouri, you find a guy who is admitting to omitting COVID as a cause of death when other factors are involved, which is probably right because they died of cancer, they died of diabetes, they died of heart disease. It wasn't COVID. Finally, one guy was being honest. One guy in the whole country being honest. Coroner Brian Hayes. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Group.